This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehbash Fatima. The nation celebrated its 80th Independence Day yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag from the ramparts of the Red Fort and made several important announcements. Addressing the nation, the Prime Minister said, over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country, with their determination and dedication, made every possible effort to take the country to new heights. The Prime Minister stressed that higher dreams and stronger resolutions raise the overall scale and capability of the nation's efforts.
Koi bhi rashtra tab mahaan banta hai jab apne sapno apne sankalpon aur apne samarthya ke dam par aage badhta hai. Bade sapne hamari soch ko vistar dete hain. Hamare sankalp dridh hone chahiye. Jab sankalp dridh hota hai to kathinaiyon se aapdaon ke beech se raaste nikalne ka सामर्थ्य अपने आप उभर करके आता है.
Stressing on empowerment of youth and women for a Viksit Bharat, Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle class families for various public examinations. He also announced that the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year.
हमने पिछले दिनों AI impact summit किया था. AI का विस्तार बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. लाल किले से मैं देश के नौजवानों के लिए घोषणा करना चाहता हूं. हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले 1 वर्ष में 1 करोड़ युवाओं को AI स्किल के लिए ट्रेनिंग देने का हम काम करेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged all parties to support the implementation of women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. He said women should be given the opportunity to contribute to shaping India's policies. World leaders and foreign missions have extended Independence Day greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage, and growing role in regional and global cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders for their greetings, including President Macron and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moisu, Nepal's Prime Minister Balendra Shah, his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay, and Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. The first of its kind, Suripath Tiranga Global Relay, concluded, completing its journey from Fiji in the east to the United States in the west, across 54 countries and multiple time zones. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the Suripath Tiranga initiative was celebrated as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The relay ended with the flag hoisting by the Consulate General of India in San Francisco. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Department of Planning and Investment of West Kameng District, State AIDS Control Society under the Department of Health and Family Welfare, and the Office of the Deputy Commissioner, Pakke Kesang, have been nominated for the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2026. The nominations recognize their exemplary work in innovative public service delivery, effective implementation of national programs, and successful interstate boundary demarcation. In the US, a shooting at Virginia State University yesterday left at least 5 people injured. In a social media post, the university stated the shooting occurred in the area of the Quad Annexes. All 5 injured people were transported to nearby hospitals. 1 remains in critical condition, while the other 4 sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is underway with assistance from multiple law enforcement agencies. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Amrit Udyan will be open to the general public from today till the 15th of next month. Our correspondent reports the garden will remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5 p.m. It will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. In hockey, India defeated Wales 3-1 in a Group D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, Netherlands yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.